The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Well, now it's time to get you more bang for your buck. Think about the last time you shopped around for a better deal on your monthly bills and how much money you could be saving. Today, we're looking at the best ways of saving when it comes to health insurance. And our expert with TotalHealthCover.ie, Dermot Good, is on the line. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, are there any general rules you can give before we get to specifics on how people might go about saving some money on their health insurance?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Pat, the first thing I'd say is the question is, look, are you overpaying? And what we say to people as a general guideline that, look, if you haven't reviewed your cover properly in the last 3 years, or if you're not on a full corporate plan, and by the way, those plans are available to everybody, or if you have like children now who were 17 who've turned 18 and you're now paying maybe the full adult rate for them, then Pat, they're kind of the general rules of thumb that you really, the likelihood is you're probably overpaying if you fall into any of those categories, and you should be looking to review your cover. And really, Pat, the general rule of thumb is we would just say to people, pick up the phone to your insurance company as soon as the notice lands for your renewal, and you simply ask them, do you have a lower cost equivalent plan to what I have already? And to be fair to the insurance companies, you know, once you get them to check all their plans, including all the corporate schemes, and once you check, do they have any other deals like for families or for children under 18, because there are great deals in the market right now. In fairness, once you approach it that way, then you'll probably be surprised at some of the deals that they will put to you. But the one thing that we always say to people, never ask an insurance company like for what they recommend. And really the best thing is to do your homework first. So if you're phoning them, you're actually phoning with a specific plan name. And once you ask them for a plan by name, then that pretty much cuts out all the messing, and then they have to go through that plan with you. But the biggest mistake that people still make, and Pat, still 50% of people with health insurance right now are still on the wrong plans and they're overpaying. And the biggest mistake is they just let it auto-renew each year because, you know, they're busy and other things take precedence or take priority.
Now, one of the other things is you probably have plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and you have it for the whole family. And it might be appropriate for maybe some of the older members of the family who are statistically more likely to get sick. It might be inappropriate for the younger members of the family. So can you actually split the two?
Absolutely. And it's one of the, I suppose, the two main tactics to saving money. Number one is take on an excess. So older people are afraid of doing this, Pat, and it really they shouldn't be, because, like, for example, you know, there's plans out there that are $2,500 per adult. So, for example, the level two hospital plan with Irish Life, it used to have no excess on it. It's €3,000 now. But there's plans out there that are half the price of that. And really, the excess means you might pay the first €75 per claim in a private hospital. So people have this fear that it's for every night you're in there. Absolutely not. And the second thing then regarding splitting cover, it makes perfect sense to try and match the plan to the person's what we call risk profile. So young, healthy adults, lower risk profile, probably more cover just for routine expenses and maybe day case procedures. So it doesn't make sense to have all the family on the same plans. It probably makes sense to the insurance company because it means they don't have to spend as long on the phone to you. But we would say, Pat, if there's a family of four people, like each of those four people should really discuss their individual requirements with the insurance company. And you can have each of those four people on the one policy, but all on different plans. And even sometimes you can split the cover. So you could actually take maybe the 18-year-old off the policy and put them with a different insurance company that has a better deal. So, you know, look, if you invest the time, and one of the good things, if there is a good thing about it, because a lot of people have a lot of spare time now, and a lot of people, Pat, are doing the reviews now. A lot of young people are actually doing the reviews for their elderly parents and elderly relatives because they're more, I suppose, open to the jargon and shopping around, and they're walking them through the process. And Pat, they're saving people thousands on their premium. But yes, you can absolutely split the cover.
Okay. And the last question, general question before we get to specifics, can you change midstream? If you're paying so much a month, 150 a month or whatever, and you can't afford it at the moment, can you downgrade midstream without waiting for renewal?
Okay, so Irish Life Health and Laya Healthcare have always allowed people to amend their cover mid-year, either increase or decrease. So there's no issue with them whatsoever. VHI is quite strict in this regard. They tend not to allow any downgrades mid-year. there is one exception, though, Pat. If anybody is what we would call, let's just say, a hardship case, and there are hundreds and thousands now, they need to engage with VHI because they've all relaxed those requirements in that if they're satisfied that the person or the member, let's just say, cannot afford their premium, they will work out a plan with them, and they are allowing people to downgrade in those circumstances. So what I would say, strictly speaking, no with VHI, but if they are in difficulty, they need to engage with them, and I'm sure they'll find them accommodating. Most of the insurance companies are trying to work with clients through this at the moment.
Right, we'll fly through some of these questions now. Elizabeth in Portlaoise. I'm with VHI. Health Plus premium costs $3,495. Renewal date 1st of Jan 2021. I'm single, 67. I phoned VHI on the 11th of May to see if I could change my policy. I was told I could not do so until my renewal date. I'll be getting a reduction of $557 because of the HSE takeover. So she'll get money back. That's from Elizabeth. So just what you've been saying. No change there unless she's really on tough times.
Yeah, and you know what I say to Elizabeth, Pat, like that's the old Plan D with VHI. And like that plan, like it's still for people who want full cover for BlackRock Clinic and the Mater Private, Elizabeth is on the right plan. So there's no other equivalent plan that's cheaper. If Elizabeth, let's just say, is in real difficulty in terms of meeting those payments, she needs to engage with VHI, and I'm sure they'll work out something. There is good news, though. Elizabeth will probably pay less, let's just say, for this year than she did last year because of those rebates that they're making. And because she's on one of the higher cost plans, her rebates will be obviously higher. So I would say to Elizabeth, even if this was her renewal, unless she's looking to downgrade her cover, that plan is in terms of being fit for purpose, that's the right plan for that level. So she has very good cover there.
Myself and partner have Leia Control 600 total policy, costs under 2,100 for us both. We have no children, looking for the best deal without reducing benefits too much.
Now, Pat, this is a very high-risk plan, and I'd say to any of your listeners, whenever they see a plan with a number in it, like let's just say Control 600 or Flex 500 Explore, those plans have a very high excess. That's the excess, €600 they have to pay on every admission. So whilst that plan is well priced right now at about $1,034 each, I'd be saying to that person, look to upgrade. So for them, I'd be saying, check out the Simply Connect scheme with Leia Healthcare. It's $1,266 each. But Pat, there is no comparison. The excess reduces to $150. They'll get money back on their routine expenses. So what I'd say to them is that just that is what we call a very high-risk plan. We try and avoid those plans completely because the excess that they'll have to pay each time will wipe out all savings. So probably no savings there, but definitely better value cover on that Simply Connect scheme.
Okay, I'm a 29-year-old male on Leia Flex 500 Explore, another numbered policy. Can you please recommend a cheaper plan that will cover me in St. Vincent's Private Hospital in Dublin?
Yeah, Pat, no real savings for this person. And with that plan, that was €935. Once again, very high risk cover. There is a plan with Leia for an extra €50. It's called the Essential Health 300, which is better cover. And for an extra, let's just say, €50 or €60 for the year, it's €997. Also, they could check out the benefit plan with Irish Life at €965. And there's also a plan called the One Plan 250 with VHI, which is €926. So they won't really be able to make any savings unless they reduce their cover, which we'd recommend they try and avoid doing. But once again, high-risk scheme, and even that plan, the Essential Health 300 with Leia, is better value cover for a slightly lower spend.
With Irish Life Health, we're on BFIT 3 for an active retired couple, and we have kickoff plan for two offspring in their 20s. Is that good value? That's from Eamon.
Yeah, now what Eamon has, so Eamon has a very good corporate plan. That BFIT 3 is €1,760. Now, the only thing with that plan, Pat, it's super cover, but it's a dated plan. And Irish Life have launched some new plans on the market now, which definitely they should look at. So I would say to Eamon, he needs to check out a plan called 4D Health Tree, first of all, which will save, it's €1,526. It'll save both adults, we'll say €240 each. Or there's another version of that. So there's 4D3 and 4D4, both under €1,600, both covering a private room in the same hospital. So once again, he has very good cover. I just think that plan is on the market now for quite some time. If he checks out the other two plans, he will still be able to retain a similar standard of cover with the same insurance company, but obviously save a lot of money. The plan that he has for the dependents, that's an entry-level plan. So we'd be saying stay on that particular scheme for them unless their requirements have changed.
Okay. I'll just interrupt you for a moment just to give you some breaking news. You may have seen there was a case against the veteran comedian Syl Fox, and that case has been dismissed. So that's good news for all the fans of Silfox and indeed for the man himself. It was causing him a massive amount of stress. Now, I have health access cover with VHI, but I'm thinking of changing to Corporate Plan 1.3 to save money. Or is there a better option? That's from Derek in Wexford.
Yeah, now, Pat, what I'd say to Derek here, he just needs to be careful. So the health access scheme is €1,821. Once again, it's a very dated plan with VHI. Good cover, but dated. The plan that he's looking at with VHI is a lower level corporate plan. That's €1,250. So he's going to save just under €500, but it's not like for like. He will now be taking on shortfalls for hip replacements and knee replacements and so on. If he's satisfied with that risk, I'd be saying go ahead and check out that plan with VHI. If he prefers not to have that risk plan or path, there is a plan with Leia called Simply Connect, which is also €1,260, but it doesn't have the shortfalls on the orthopaedic. So there definitely is up to €500 of savings available to him. I'd be saying check out both of those plans before he makes his final decision.
Myself and my husband are expecting our first child soon. He's had basic cover for years, but I never have. Is there a good family plan we can get on once our child arrives?
Yeah, and you see, Pat, what we would always say to people, if they can at all, we always try and get them onto these corporate schemes, because it just means that, look, they have the best all-round cover. And particularly, you know, if there's a newborn baby coming into the family, you want them covered immediately and covered for everything. So, for example, the three best, we'll say, mid-level corporate schemes right now, two I just mentioned. One is that Company Plan Plus Level 1.3 with VHI. The other one is to Simply Connect with Leia, and also Irish Life have a superb plan called 4D Health 2, and they're all between €1,260 and €1,315. What we like about those plans, Pat, they give you money back on your routine expenses. So, you know, when hopefully our health services return to some kind of normality, you know, if you're paying €60 per visit to a GP or if you're going to a consultant, you're going to get money back on all those expenses. So I'd check out those corporate schemes first.
Okay, a quick question. You know, men pay the same as women for their premiums. Women, of course, can get maternity benefit. Your man had basic cover. Would he be covered for his wife's maternity?
No, you see, and this is one of the anomalies in the system, Pat. So the way it works is that, so he only has whatever treatment he gets in his name, he can obviously claim for that. Now, every male is covered for maternity. Every female is covered for every male condition. The reason why they have that, and I know it seems ridiculous, particularly as people get older, but because the legislation has this thing in it called minimum benefits. Now, the reason for that, it's to make sure that any insurance company that comes in here to sell health insurance, that they must offer a minimum standard. So that minimum standard covers things like psychiatric and addiction services and convalescence and inpatient treatments and so on. So it seems ridiculous that people are covered for maternity and things like that, but it's there for a reason, to make sure that we have an overall minimum standard. But look, unfortunately for that gentleman, he can only claim for whatever medical treatment he receives in his own name. So his wife would have to take out cover herself. But once again, she doesn't have to go on the same level of cover. So he's on a very basic entry-level plan. We'd be encouraging people to try and go onto these mid-level plans. I mean, I know a lot of people, Pat, buy health insurance based on cost, particularly younger people. And what we try and say to people is, look, take the worst case scenario. You have a bad sports injury, you know, you have an accident and you're hospitalized. Which hospitals do you want to go to? Can you afford those big excesses of €500 and €600? Because most people cannot afford that. You know, what if you had to pay out a couple of €1,000 on outpatient expenses? How would you basically meet those costs? And then, Pat, pick a plan based on that. So if you do fall ill, that the cover is there. Too many people try and upgrade their cover after the event, and if you do that, the insurance company has you, because for the next 2 years they'll still only pay what you would have got on the lower plan.
Okay, we'll have time for one more and a simple one that might apply to many people. Could you recommend a comprehensive health insurance policy for two adults and two children that's good value? We don't mind paying a small excess.
Well, you know what, Pat? I'd be saying to that person, they should check out, let's just say, the mid-level plans that are in the market right now. And look, the best mid-level plans, so Irish Life Benefit Plan, about €965 per adult. The Leia Healthcare Essential Health 300, €997. And the VHI One Plan 250, which is €926. Now, one little thing I have to mention, Pat. Right now, Leia Healthcare have an offer where, so they have two young children. They have an offer where they pay for the eldest child, but the youngest child will be free. And all they do is they ask Leia for a plan called Flex 125 Choice. and they will get that plan, let's just say, free for the youngest child for the next year. And the other thing, Pat, by the way, I just to throw this in, there's lots of people who are contacting us who can't afford health insurance, and they're asking about the other options that are out there. Like, don't forget, you know, look, whilst there is no other health insurance options apart from VHI, Laya and Irish Life, okay, there are those cash plans in the market where you can get great cover at a fraction of the cost, and also dental plans. So there are other plans out there that, let's just say, might give people some semblance of cover if they can't afford full health insurance.